We're up to Torah Pei Hei in Likutei Moran Tanina. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 91, the right-hand column, the second paragraph on the page. This Torah is short in physical size, but it's difficult in terms of concepts that Rabbeinu Zal discusses here. He touches on some concepts of Kabbalah lightly, very lightly, but you can tell that there's more here than what appears to be on the surface. First, let's try to absorb each sentence that Rabbeinu Zal says, understand it one sentence at a time, and then we'll see what other items we can take from this. Rabbeinu Zal says, Egoizim hanikroim luzim. We know that there are different types of nuts. We're talking about the food here. There are different types of nuts, and one of the types of nuts is called luz. There is a machlekes in Tosfos in Becheiros Daf Ches as to which exact type of nut it is. Tosfos quotes Rashi's opinion. Rashi gives a certain French word referring to a certain type of tree. And Tosfos says that the Rivos says that it's a different tree, shkedim, it's almonds, a tree that grows almonds, that's what's called luzim. I believe we refer to it as walnuts. What we call luz, shkedim is almonds. But I'm saying what we call luz, I believe is walnuts. In other words, what's commonly known as luz in terms of nuts, I believe it's walnuts. Doesn't matter. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Egoizim hanikroim luzim, heim roimzim lebechinas leya shehi ba'oirif." This nut, this type of nut, which is called a luz, is a remez to leya, which is in back of the neck. Now we know that in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sifrei Kabbalah, they talk many times about the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah referring to the Spirit of Hashem, and there is discussion, kaviyachol, as if we could say that there are two Shekhinahs. There's an upper Shekhinah and a lower Shekhinah. These two Shekhinahs correspond to the two wives of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, kaviyachol, represents Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Zohar, in a sense, and just as Yaakov Avinu had two wives, Rochel and Leah, so too kaviyachol by the Shekhinah, there is a concept of an upper Shekhinah and a lower Shekhinah to Hashem. The lower Shekhinah is called Rochel, and that generally corresponds to the feet, to the Malchus, kaviyachol, as if we could possibly picture Hashem in the form of a human being. We know that there's no way in the world, chas v'shalom, it's one of the worst averis in the world, to apply any physical form to Hashem. So it's not that we're saying chas v'shalom that Hashem looks like this or anything like that. But in order for us to be able to speak about the midos of Hashem, the characteristics of Hashem, the attributes of Hashem, the Torah gave us permission to use this type of terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh and other svarim. So there it discusses a concept of the lower Shekhinah, the upper Shekhinah, Rochel and Leah. Rochel corresponds to the sphere of Malchus. Leah corresponds to the sphere of Bina. Bina is higher up. And this is called one of the distinctions that's made between them is that Rochel is Beizgalia, Leah is Biskasya. Rochel is more revealed. That's the aspect of the Shekhinah that's more accessible, more seeable, whereas Leah, on the other hand, represents the upper Shekhinah, which is Be'iskasya, hidden. We find the Zohar HaKadosh uses the remez, the fact that Leah was buried inside, hidden, in the Me'orah Samachpela, whereas Rochel was buried outside on the road, on the crossroads of Beis Lechem and Chevron. Because Rochel represents this lower Shekhinah, which is Bizgalia, Leah represents the upper Shekhinah. Kaviyachol, when we discuss this concept of this human form, we picture Rochel, Kaviyachol, as being down by the feet. Raglecho, Yordos Moves, there are many psukim associating the feet with Malchus. Whereas Leah corresponds to the back of the neck, the Oiref. So too we find the Sifrei Kabbalah discuss the Klipa of Paroi, who was one of the worst Rishonim, Paroi corresponded in Tumah to this inyan of Ha'oiref. Paroi is the letters Ha'oiref. He represents in Tumah this concept of the back of the neck. We know that generally when we discuss front and back, according to Kabbalah, front generally refers to Chesed, kindness. We talk about Yisro Hashem Pono Veilecho Vichoneko. May Hashem show you His face. Nesius Pono means to give you a good face, a good smile, the front of the face. Whereas when a person wants to show anger at something, when a person wants to show how they dislike something, they turn their back to it and they walk out on it. That concept. The back always represents din. And the back of the neck especially represents the mokar of din, the origin of din. So Rabbein Ezal says here that these egoism that are called luzim, they are marames to the bechina of leo, which is in back of the neck. Shehi nukva rishayna. She is known as the first nukva, the upper nukva. When Yaakov Avinu took his two wives, the first wife that he took was Leah. He wanted to take Rachel first, but he ended up marrying Leah first. Leah came first. That's item number one that Rabbein Ezal discusses. Period. Next. V'achar kach, once you have this concept of Leah, the back of the neck, this luz, Nichnosen lebeis hamikdash. Then a person could be zeiche to enter into the beis hamikdash. Shehu bechinas Yaakov kiroi beis kel. This is the concept of Yaakov Avinu, where the Torah tells us that the Avos HaKadoshim used different words to refer to the place of Hashem. Avraham Avinu said, ki behar Hashem yeroe, that the place where he saw the ikar kovod of Hashem was on a mountain. Yitzchak Avinu, the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode. That's where he met his Zivug, Rivka. That's where he saw the main revelation of the Kovod of Hashem in the field. Yaakov Avinu, he saw the Kovod of Hashem in a bayis. There was a place where Hashem revealed himself to Yaakov Avinu, and Hashem spoke to him. And the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu made a mizbeach there, Vayikra Shem Hamokem Ahu Beis Kel. And he called that place Beis Kel, the house of Hashem, Bayis. And the Pasuk says, V'ulam, however, Luz Shem Hoir Lorishoina. That place was called Luz originally. V'ulam, Luz Shem Hoir Lorishoina. First it was Luz, then it became Bayis. Rabbein Ezal says, first you have Luz, which corresponds to Leah, the back of the neck. As we know, the Gemara says that there is a bone in back of the neck, at the top of the spine, that's called the etzem luz, the bone called luz. And the Gemara tells us that when there's going to be tchiyas hameisim, we know that the only time, just about, since the creation of the world, where there was a miracle of yesh me'ayin, something created from nothing, complete nothing, was when Hashem created the world. That was just about the only time that that took place. There are different Meforshim that bring the case of Yosef HaTzadik, V'chol Asher Biyado Hashem Matzliach, that he would just open his hand. He would want something. Paroi would ask for something. Yosef HaTzadik would open his hand, and there it was. We see there a concept of Yesh Me'ayin, but generally, we refer to a concept of Yesh Me'ayin as Bria Soilam, when Hashem first created the world. Whereas, when we talk about Tchiyas HaMeisim, Hashem bringing the dead back to life, the Gemara says there, each and every single person has this bone inside their body, which even though a person dies and is buried and the flesh disappears pretty much, and even the bones disintegrate, this etzem luz, there's no way in the world whatsoever for this to be destroyed or disintegrated. The Gemara says if you would take the strongest sledgehammer and you would take the strongest rock possible and put this little etzem luz on the rock and smash it as hard as you could with this sledgehammer, the sledgehammer would break, the rock would break, and the luz would be 100% intact. That's how powerful this item is. It's indestructible. It represents nitzchias, eternity. It represents tchiyas hameisim, because of the fact that the ikar tchiyas hameisim is going to come from this bone. Where is this bone? It's in the back of the neck. This bone corresponds to Leah, which is also the back of the neck. And Rabbein Ezal says, afterwards, from that, we go on to the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu Bechinas Yaakov Kiroi Beis Kel. Yaakov Avinu called that place, that city, Beis Kel. Originally, it was called Luz. So from Luz, you get to Bayis. Rashi. This is why Rashi HaKodesh says shederech luz nichnosen lebeis kel, that through luz you get to beis kel. Through this place of luz, you get to beis kel. Vezehu. Okay, that's the second item that Rabbeinu Zal discussed. Vezehu. We're going to come back to this. There's a beautiful chiddush that Rabbi Zal once said about this, which we'll come back to at the end of the Torah. Vezehu, Rabbeinu Zal says, this is the concept of the Haftorah that we say right after Tisha B'Av, right after the 3 weeks, right after the 9 days, right after Tisha B'Av, when we finish this whole serious period of sadness, the mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the bayis. The Haftorah that we say afterwards is Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimar Alekechem. Beis Po'omim Nachamu Gimatria Kodkoid. The word Nachamu twice, as it appears there in the Haftorah, Nachamu Nachamu is Bigimatria Kodkoid, which is again a Hebrew word referring to the neck, this back of the neck. Shehu Bechinas Oireth. Kodkoid also refers to the Oireth, the back of the neck. She'al Yodo Nechnosen LeBeis Kel. Through the Oireth, through the luz, which is in back of the neck, we get to Beis Kel. Through this concept of Nachamu, Nachamu, this consolation, through that we get to Bayis, because Shabbos Nachamu represents the Tikkun for Tisha B'Av. After we've gone through all of this sadness and mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says, don't think it's all finished. That's the Kilkul. There's going to be a Tikkun for it. The Kinois is going to turn into Tikkun. Kinois is Oseus Tikkun, Rabbeinu Zal says. What's the Tikkun? Shabbos Nachmu. Shabbos Nachmu represents the Tikkun for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains further. Vezehu Gimel Shavuos Shehem Chof Alef Yoim Shebein HaMetzorim. This is the concept of the 3 weeks. 3 weeks is exactly 21 days, which are between the Metzorim, between the narrow places. Shivos or Betamuz on one end, Tisha B'Av on the other end. These are two very sad days. The period from Shivos or Betamuz till Tisha B'Av is 21 days. Ukenegdoi Be'ilon Luz. Corresponding to that, we have this Luz tree, which the Gemara in Bechiris over there discusses. How long is the development of each item? How long does it take for a baby snake to be born? How long does it take for this tree to be developed? The Gemara says over there that the Luz tree takes 21 days to produce its fruit. The 21 days that it takes the Luz to produce its fruit corresponds to the 21 days that are the Bein HaMetzorim, from Shivos HaBetamuz to Tisha B'Av. Bishvil ze noyagim lechoil beitzo besuda mavsekes b'Tisha B'Av. Rabbeinu Zal says, this is also connected with the concept of eating an egg in the Suda Mavsekes on Tisha B'Av. Ki habeyo nigmeres b'chof alef yoyin. Because the Gemara over there tells us also in Bechiros, how long does it take for a chicken to hatch an egg? Also, exactly 21 days. Tarnegoilis moiledes lechof alef yoyim. The Gemara says over there that a tarnegoilis gives birth in 21 days. Ukenegdoi be'ilon luz. And the Gemara says over there, corresponding to the luz tree. What's the connection between these two? Why do we eat an egg in the Suda Mavsekes? Why does an ovel eat an egg? Because the egg represents this concept of Nachamu, Nachamu. The egg is the consolation. You think that when a person dies, it's all over, it's the end. It's not the end. Just like an egg is round, it's oval, it goes round and round, so too life is round. V'ho'ilam choizer kigalgal. Al Tikri Kigalgal El Kigilgul, as Zohar HaKadosh says, that you should know that life also doesn't end here. It continues. It goes round and round. A person leaves this world, he goes down, a person is buried, in order to go up. Up where? To Gan Eden. Up to Olam Haba. That's also round. So the egg represents this concept of a nechama, a consolation. This concept of Nachamu, Nachamu. An egg takes 21 days to hatch, just like 21 days is the completion before we get to this Shabbos Nachamu. Corresponding to the Luz tree, which corresponds to the Luz bone, which also represents this nechama, the tchiya sameisim, that's going to take place after the destruction. After a person is destroyed physically and dissolves, there is this nechama in the tchiya sameisim. V'zehu ho'etzem luz sheyesh bo'eref odom. This corresponds to the luz bone, which is in the back of the neck of the person, sheyishoher achar kilyon haguf. This bone remains even after the body has been destroyed completely. Umimenu yischadesh binyan haguf b'shas tchiyas ha-meisim. It's from this bone that the guf, the body, will be brought back to life anew during the time of tchiyas ha-meisim. V'zehu ikar nachamoyseinu. And this is our main consolation. Consolation means when a person is very sad and they feel bad about something very much, and you want to tell them something that will make them feel good, they won't feel so bad anymore, that's a concept of nechama. Hamokoyim yenachem eschem esel shevam shalim. That's this concept of taking somebody that's depressed and down and broken and shattered and making them feel good, pulling them back together, helping them build themselves up back together. So Rabbi Nezal says, this is the concept of this luz bone, which represents this nechama, which will come about through tchiyas ha-meisim. Bechinas nachamu nachamu kanal. Ki al haguf nemar. Because Rabbi Nezal says, what does the Torah say about the body? Shechvi ad boiker. Shechvi ad haboiker. That the body is told to go to sleep. When a person dies, the body is lays down in the grave. Ad haboiker, until morning. Morning represents tchiyas ha-meisim, when the sun will shine again on these bones and bring them back to life. Shehu eis ha-tchiya. Boiker represents chesed. Vayashkem Avraham ba-boiker, right? Avraham Avinu's midas ha-chesed. About chesed, the pasuk says, Oilam chesed yibone. That the whole concept of the world being rebuilt, tchiyas ha-meisim, is an union of chesed also. This whole concept of Shichvi ad Aboiker. There's another pasuk in the Torah that says, Vehine Baboiker, Vehine Hi Leo. If you recall, when Yaakov Avinu married Rochel at night, when Yaakov Avinu married Leah, he thought he was getting Rochel, and in the morning, he realized that it was Leah. The pasuk says, Baboiker, Vehine Hi Leo. In the morning, it was Leah. Rabbi Nezal said, Hainu Etzem Luz Hanal. The morning, which represents tchiyas ha-meisim, corresponds to Leah, which is the back of the neck, which is the etzem luz, which represents tchiyas ha-meisim. She'al yodo nizbone haguf. It's through this bone, the luz, in the oiref, which corresponds with Leah. Through that, the guf will be rebuilt. Who does Moshiach come from? David HaMelech, from Yehuda, from Leah. From Leah. The pasuk says, ki yoim nokom belibi. Yoim nokom belibi. Hashem says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be nekama, a revenge that Hashem has in his heart against the goyim. That revenge is going to be unleashed in full power. So, libi, again, the lave, is the union of Leah, bina. Ubo halev maven. Nokom, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, the milui of the word Leah, if I'm not mistaken, Lamed is 74, Aleph is 111, is 185, and the Hey Aleph, is the milui of the word Leah is Begimakriya Nokom. That's the soid of Yoim Nokom Belibi, that the Iker Nekoma is going to come through Moshiach, who comes, who originates from Leah. Now Rabbi Nezal says, ובשביל שכל כוונות של יעקב היו בשביל רחל, and because of the fact that when Yaakov Avinu married Leah, who was his mind on? Who did he think he was marrying? Who did he want to marry? Rachel. Nemar bibnei Rachel. Therefore, we see by the children of Rachel, it's also mentioned an inyan of Leah. Leah represents the back of the neck, this oiref, this kodkoid. By the children of Rochel, dahainu Yosef, it says, ule kodkoid nazir echo. That Yosef HaTzadik is going to be a leader among his brothers. What word is used? Kodkoid, referring to the head, this back of the neck. Because of the fact that during the time that he married Leah, which represents Kodkoid, he had his mind on Rochel. Therefore, within Rochel also was revealed this union of Kodkoid. Ubibinyamin ksiv, not just by Yosef, but Rachel had two sons, Yosef and Binyamin. By Binyamin also we find this inyan of the Oiref, the Kodkoi. Ubibinyamin ksiv, ubein ksefov shochein, that between his shoulders will be the Beis HaMikdash. The shoulders also represent this place of the luz. The luz, this little bone, is right bein ksefov, it's between the shoulders. The spine, the top of the spine, is between the shoulders here. Shaydei bechinas Leah, shehi rishayna yochay lovoy lebechinas Rochel, kodkoid ukseifov, ze bechinas luz hanal. Rabbein Azal says here, through the concept of Leah, which is the beginning, Leah is the beginning, ve'ulam luz shem hoyil arishayna, right? Leah is the rishayna. Through that, you can get to Yaakov, to the Beis HaMikdash, Bais, and through that also you can get to Rochel, this bechin of Kodkoid and Ksefov that's mentioned by the children of Rochel. Ze bechinas luz hanal, and that's all the bechin of this luz. Rabbein Azal says, Oiref, the word Oiref itself, which refers to the back of the neck, Bigimatria Shin Nun, is Bigimatria 350, Roshei Tevois Shabbos Nachamu, which corresponds to this special Shabbos called Shabbos Nachmu. That's the nickname of this Shabbos that all of Klal Yisrael refers to it by Shabbos Nachmu. Remez Lahanal. And that's all a remez to this item. Meaning, question is, Lamaisa, what is Rabbein Azal talking about here? What does this do for us? How do we eat this? How do we deal with this? Rabbein Azal explains that whenever we talk about avelus, mourning, destruction, rachmona litzlan, we know that a yid is never allowed to have just one way, one type of thing. A yid is not allowed to be too happy. A yid is not allowed to be too sad. We once discussed the Shiloh HaKodesh shows how the two wives of Esav Harosha, one of them was Lil, Lamed Yud Tov, that's associated with Esav HaRosha, and the other one is Mocholas Bas Yishmoel. Mocholas. Mocholas, the Shiloh HaKodesh explains, is Miloshin Mecholos. Mecholos means dancing, happy, singing. Lil represents Yilolo, sadness, depression. What does Esav represent? What does the Sotan represent? The Sotan represents extremism. He's extremely happy, very sad, could be treif, could be dangerous. A yid, at his happiest moment, what could be a happier time than a chasana? The Pasuk says, b'yoyim chasunosoi zum matan Torah, that's the ikar simcha in the world, is a wedding. At a wedding, it's a minig of Klal Yisrael to put ashes on the forehead of the chosn. Why? To tell him to keep his feet on the ground. You want to be happy, you want to soar, you want to go way, way up, super high, you want to be super happy? A yid has to know that even the happiness has to be a drop tempered. It has to be with a drop of care not to go outside the boundary. Because we know that there's a concept of schoik and kalus roish. A person gets too much kidding around, too much fooling around, leads to leitzonus or other types of things. This kalus roish, which could lead to the worst type of averus. On the other hand, if a person is too serious, seriousness could lead to depression, which is again the avi avois hatuma. This klipa of lil, rachmona litzlan, which represents yololo, depression, sadness. Either one of these two things is no good. Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos, in Hilchos Beitzim, that this is the secret of one of the requirements in kashrus for a kosher egg. One of the requirements, one of the ways that we tell whether an egg is kosher, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, that if you have an egg that's round on both sides. Kad, chof dalid means round. Chad, ches dalid means coming to a point. If an egg is either round on both sides or comes to a point on both sides, it's a treif egg. That's a sign that it came from a treif bird. If an egg is rounder on one side and comes sort of to a point on the other side, that's one of the simonim of a kosher egg. Rav Nosson Zal asks why. What is the egg the symbol of? The egg is the symbol of avelus. and the tikkun for the avelus, the nechama, this chof aleph yoim, these 21 days, which ends with Shabbos Nachmo. What is round? Round represents this symbol of mourning, this sadness, din. Chof dalid represents chof dalid botei dinim. We know that there's chof dalid sirufei aleph dalid nun yud, the Arizal talks about. Hashem's name aleph dalid nun yud can be constructed 24 different ways. So chof dalid represents din, harshness, judgment, sadness, chas v'shalom. Chad, on the other hand, ches dalid, sharp. When is a person sharp? When he's in a moichin de gadlus. Chad is miloshin chedva, simcha, joy. This sharpness, this coming to a head, represents this union of simcha. Rav Nosson Zal says, an egg that has either one of these two things, if both sides are sharp, or both sides are round, it's treif. A Jewish wedding without the ashes is treif. A Jewish avelus, where they start cutting their skin and they start doing things, an extreme form of avelus, is also treif. A yid has to walk the derech hamamutza. A yid has to walk up the middle. Rabbeinu Zal said, mitzvah gedolah liyos is besimcha tamid. It's a very big mitzvah to be in simcha, and there's a tremendous sakona to go anywhere near sadness or depression. But, Rabbeinu Zal said, for 1 hour a day, a yid should strive for a lev nishbor, a broken heart. A certain inyan of keeping your feet on the ground, not flying totally up in the air, where the simcha is uncontrolled, chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal says this is based on this chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal wants to show the connection, how the item that's the symbol of the avelus, the mourning, the churban, which is the egg, which is created, developed in 21 days, corresponding to the 21 days of sadness and depression, the 21 days of Shiva Sarbatamus till Tisha B'Av, so too the tikkun for it is also equal in importance. The luz, which represents Tchias HaMeisim, the tikkun, this Shabbos Nachamu, is also an inyan of this 21. This luz, this egoiz luz, is also developed in 21 days. There's this zeh l'umaseh, this balance. It's always balanced. On one side you have the round, on one side you have the pointed. You have the chesed and the gevura, the simcha, and at the same time the tzimtzum, the constriction of the simcha. This is one of the things that Rav Nosson Zal uses to clarify this Torah, the point that Rabbeinu Zal is trying to bring across. And Rabbeinu Zal said, you should know that Leah, which represents the back of the neck, this luz, is the entranceway into the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Ikar Mokoyim of Simcha, the Simachtim, Beveis Tefilosi, Oiloiseim Vizivcheim Larotzen Al Mizbechi, right? There are many, many psukim. Rav Nosson Zal, many places in the Likutei Halachos, quotes many psukim to show that the Beis HaMikdash is the Makor Simcha. It's a place of super, super Simcha. Vehavioisim El Har Kochi, Vesimachtim Beveis Tefilosi, Oiloiseim Vizivcheim Larotzen Al Mizbechi, showing that this Har HaKodesh is the center of Simcha. How do you get to the Beis HaMikdash? How do you get to this Simcha? Through a Yerida. The Beis HaMikdash, which is this highest place, this place that everybody looks up to, this Aliyah to the Beis HaMikdash, Oyla Regel, how do you get to it? Through a Yerida. Through going through this Bein HaMetzorim, you have to go via Leah to get to Yaakov. You have to go via Leah, this Oyref, this Bechin of Din, to get to Yaakov Avinu, to get to the Nechama, this Shabbos Nachamu. Before you can have a Shabbos Nachamu, there has to be a Bein HaMetzorim, these 21 days, there has to be a Tisha B'Av. Before you can get to Boiker, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, you have to have the darkness in order for there to be a light. Smoil Doiche, Yemin Mekariv. The left hand is pushing away, the right hand is bringing close. These are all concepts that are related to this Torah and the Likutei Moran.
Yaakov saw his place on our Moriah. Then Yaakov Avinu saw that the place where Hashem is the most is on our Moriah. When he slept in, then he got up
and he called the place Beis Kel. The The pasuk says over there that the place where Hashem spoke to him, he had this Iker Gilui Shechina, was in this place of Luz, and he called it Beis Keil. We'll see, we'll come to that in a minute. How come you have these big letters here? Now we find also the Zohar HaKadosh discusses the fact, and the Medrash talks about it also, that this city of Luz, what's unique about this city of Luz? This city of Luz is void of death. That anybody that lived in this city did not die. In order for a person to die, people that lived in this city, how do they die? The Satan gets them to go out of the city. He can only kill them outside the city, not within the city limits. The Zohar HaKadosh says the reason for this, because when Hashem first created the world, under the place where the letter Tes was, the Tes was right over this place of Luz. And the Tes represents Emes. The word Emes in Mispar Koton is Tes. Tes represents that number within the numbering system that's indestructible also. The Tes, 9, no matter how many times you try to multiply the 9 or divide, change it any way you want, it always comes to 9. 9 times 2 is 18, 1 and 8 is 9. 9 times 3 is 27, 2 and 7 is 9. 9 times 4, you can go on and on till infinity. No matter how many times you affect the 9, you're always left with 9. It's the Bechin of Emes, which can't be changed. The real truth means something that's unchangeable. There's no way in the world to affect it, Chas V'Shalom, to alter it in any way. The Etzem HoEmes. That's also representing this concept of indestructible that this Luz has. It represents this Nekud of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which will be brought about through Eliyahu. It'll be introduced through Eliyahu, who is called Amitai. Yoino ben Amitai, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Amitai is one of the nicknames of Eliyahu HaNavi, representing this Nekud of Emes, which is indestructible. Again, this concept of something that can't be changed, can't be altered. Now, the first thing let's do, let's go to the Koich Ve'or. In the Sefer Koich Ve'or, there's two short paragraphs, which Rav Nachman Shigurinzal mentions, related to this Torah, that are very, very worth repeating. Because if you'll notice, at the end of this Torah, we have these large letters here. The Oiref, which represents the Din, Leia, the back of the neck, is Bigimatria Shin Nun, which stands for Shabbos Nachamu, which represents the tikkun for all of this din is Shabbos Nachamu. So too, these Rosh Hashanahs, Shin Nun, also represent the two leading tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Nachman Ben Fega, as we'll see in a minute. That's also the Rosh Hashanahs, this Shin Nun over here. Rabbi Nachman Shigurinzal writes, this is actually not him yet, first we'll have a piece before that. Geula Rishayna Shehoisa BePesach. Again, what he's going to be showing here is the mix between the Simcha and the Atzvus. Not the Atzvus, this Lev Nishbar in a sense. What's one of the happiest times for Bnei Yisrael? One of the happiest Yomim Tovim? Pesach. At the Seder night, the person sitting by the Seder, and it's Zman Cheruseinu. Rabbeinu Zal brings an eternal Likutei Moran. We had in the beginning of Likutei Moran Tanina that Cherus, that's Olam HaSimcha. Freedom, when is a person free? When they're really happy. That's the epitome of freedom, is Simcha. So that's Pesach night, is the epitome of Simcha. By the Seder night, the joy, the super Simcha that we have at being taken out of Golus, out of Yogoin Vanocha, Me'afela Lo'oira, Mishibid Lagula, Shir Chodosh Haleluko, we say Hallel by the Seder. The one time that we say Hallel at night, this super Simcha is Pesach. And yet, it's written here, Geula, this is in the Sefer Koich Ve'or, in the section called Chachma Ubina. In our Koich Ve'or, it's page Kuf Chaf Hei. Geula HaRishayna Shehoisa BePesach B'chipozayin B'li Shleimus HaYisarusa Delesato. The first Geula, when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, which happened fast, too fast, the Yidden were taken out before the right time. Without an Isarusa de Lasato Bishlemus, without the Yidden really doing as much as they should have done to deserve to be taken out at that time, Niskalkulo Kilkul Achar Kilkul, that Geula got messed up once and again and again, Ad Shenishave Zel Umaze HaChurban, until it ended up resulting with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, after Pesach, they went into the Midbar, and one thing led to another, and blah, 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 and there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we go from the top, Simcha, Yetzias Mitzrayim, super happy, where the nighttime was lit up, Korev Yoyim Asher Hulayim V'loy Laila, go down to the rock bottom, which is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the epitome of the sadness. And yet we find Shechal Tomid Bozeh Hayoim. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Pesach, the first night of Pesach, those of us that are zeichet to be living in Eretz Yisrael, there's no first night, second night. Pesach, one night, the Seder night, the epitome of Simcha of Pesach, falls out always on the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. The Shulchan Aruch puts these two together. The Shulchan Aruch gives us a remez, At Bash Gar Dak Hatzvap, that's the remez for the different Yom Tovim. At, Aleph, and Tov. Aleph, the first day of Pesach, will always come out on the same day of the week as Tov, Tisha B'Av. What's the connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av? And this is one of the reasons why the Meforshim say that one of the things we have in the Seder plate is an egg. What's an egg doing in the Seder plate? Seder plate, eggs represent Avelis. We're at the epitome of Simcha now at the Seder. The answer is, at this super Zman Cheruseinu, we have a reminder of this Avelus. The fact that this is the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av is going to fall out on. V'achshav, and now, Kol Tikvaseinu Al Hagula Achreina, our entire hope, our entire salvation, our entire Nechama, consolation, is the fact that we know we're waiting for the Geula Achroina, for the final Geula. Shemizeh bi'atzmo yeh gam tikkun ha'Geula harishona. Because when Mashiach comes, everything that needed fixing, that wasn't done right completely about Pesach, is going to be fixed up completely then. Ach achshov yeh kol ha'aschola mipurim, shehu b'chinas mechias ha'molek. Rabbi Nezal says that Geula is going to come from Purim, which is mechias ha'molek, kemuva b'dvorov, V'ho'ikr, how is this Geula Achroina going to be brought about? Who are the main people upon whom it depends on? V'ho'ikr b'koyach ho'isarusa de l'shatzato shel roshe yechide hadoiris. The main thing that's going to bring about the Geula Achroina is going to be through the efforts of the leading tzaddikim in the final generations of the world, Shehu Admoir Zal, which are Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman ben Fego, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. These two leading tzaddikim, Shemekabel Meitoi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal, who draws from Rabbeinu Zal, who receives from Rabbeinu Zal. Ubifrat, especially, Al Yedei Oitzem Hatikunim Shenestaknu Biyoim Histalkusam. Especially, through the tikkunim that were brought about on the days that these two tzaddikim passed away. Rabbeinu Zal, who passed away in which yantif? Zman Simchoseinu, Sukkos. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, who passed away on Lag Boimer. Sheshnei hayomim shel histalkusam mechuvonim lio ischal biyoim shechal boi purim. You'll note, within a year, that whatever day Purim comes out on, it's the same day as Lag Boimer, the same day of the week as the Lag Boimer of the following year. Purim is an Adar at the end of the Jewish year. The Lag Boimer that follows it comes out on the same day of the week. The Shulchan Aruch gives us this rem is Plag. Plag HaMincha. Plag is Purim. The Pei stands for Purim. Lag. Always comes out on the same day of the week as Lag Boimer. Ubishnehem hagdolas hahilula. And on these 2 days, the tremendous simcha, yoim lag ba'imer hilula roshim yechoizal. Uzman simchaseinu, yoim istalkus admor shel yoim dalet shel chagasuko, uzman simchaseinu, kemoi bepurim shel yoim simcha. These three are all connected. Purim, which is a super time of simcha, lag ba'imer, and Rabbeinu Zal's Yortzeit, on the second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. These three always come out on the same day of the week, showing a kesher between these three. If all of them come out, if one of them comes out on a Monday, the other two will also be on a Monday, and so on and so forth. Ki bekoicham hakodosh vahanizgov, because it's through the great strength and power of these two leading tzaddikim, Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, the Shin and the Nun, through these two, Meitze mibein shein ho aroyos, will be zeichet to be rescued from the teeth of the lion. We have this expression used many times in the Torah. The Satan is compared to a lion, a powerful lion, and he grabs hold of people and he has them caught between his teeth, bein shinei ho aroyos. And the mission of the tzaddik is to rescue those people, even those people, not just those people where the lion is about to attack, but even after the lion already has them within his teeth, the tzaddik comes and grabs the guy right out of the teeth of the satan. Literally. That's how powerful is the strength of the tzaddik. Rabbi Zal once told us, oh, wow. Mibein shein ho'aroi is the sitra achra, shehuzeh le'uma zeh. These are one opposite the other. The satan is known by his teeth. There's a whole story with the Shpola Zayda with Rabbeinu Zal, that he said to Rabbeinu Zal, look, I have no teeth. And he took Rabbeinu Zal's hand, I think, into his mouth. The Shpola Zayda at that time didn't have any teeth. There's a whole remez there related to this inyan of the Sotan, this Mibein Shinei Ho Aroyos. His name was Reb Aryeh Leibush. The Shpola Zayda's name was Aryeh. This Shinei Aroyos, that he had no teeth at the time with which to be able to harm, showing that there was no way in the world that he could chas v'shalom do any harm to Rabbeinu Zal himself. V'nizkei lebechinas shein hamavur b'dvorov hakdoshim likutei Moran tanino simen pei dalet, simen pei hei. And we will be zeiche to the bechina of shin nun that's mentioned in Likutei Moran, in this Torah that we just learned. Shehu Roshei Tevois Shabbos Nachamu, Nechomas HaGeula, the whole concept of the consolation. HaMechuvon Gam LaRoshei Tevois Shel Shmoisei HaMakdoshim Shimon Nachmon Zuchusam Yogan Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael Amen. So here we see another connection between this whole thing. Now, Rabbi Zal once told Advar Torah that if anybody has any seichel in their brain, this Dvar Torah literally blew the roof off anybody that heard this Dvar Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says in the halachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that one of the foods that a Yid should avoid eating on these days is nuts, egoism. Why should you avoid eating nuts? So you shouldn't become nuts? No, nothing to do with that. Because the Torah tells us that nuts have a nature to get stuck within a person's teeth. And generally, after a person eats nuts, they get stuck between the teeth, and they could be mevalvel davening. You won't be able to daven. In saying the words of the tefillah, you won't be able to say them clearly as a result of eating nuts. That's one remez that's given over there in the Shulchan Aruch. Another reason that's given is because the word egoiz, Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zayin, is Bigimatria Chet. Aleph is 1, Gimel is 3, is 4, plus Vav, 6, is 10, plus Zayin is 17. Chet, Ches, Tes, Aleph, is 18. But Chet, in other words, Ego is with the Koila, let's say, is Bigimatria Chet. Vos is dos. You're not allowed to eat nuts because it's going to get stuck between your teeth. That's the only food that gets stuck between your teeth. What about chewing gum? What about other things? What about caramels? Others? Why does the Torah pick bedafka, this thing, egoiz, that this is what's going to get stuck between your teeth? That's the one remez that's given. And also, egoiz is bigimatria chait. We have a problem with that. Egoiz is bigimatria toiv. Tesvov beis is 17. Why don't we say that nuts should be great to eat? If egoiz is bigimatria ches tes isn't chet, there's an aleph at the end. What happened to the aleph? Ches tes is bigimatria egoiz, right? What happened to the aleph at the end? This Dvar Torah, Rabbi Zal told over at the yortzeit of his father, Zichrono Levracha. Chof Beizov is the yortzeit of his father. That was a time that he used to give a shir in the yeshiva in Me'er Shalom downstairs, and all the zakenim of Breslov used to come to the shir. So he used to prepare something that was like a bomb, something real strong, real powerful, that even they should have something worth listening to. Interesting coincidence that this Likutei Moran shir we're giving now is right before Rebbe Zal's yortzeit, which is this, tonight is Sunday night, the yortzeit is Tuesday night. Interesting association between the two. These were the questions that he began with. What's the answers to this? He used this Torah and Likutei Moran to give the answer to the whole thing. Why? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, we know that there's nothing in this world whatsoever that has no good in it whatsoever. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is good, Hashem is Toiv. The Tikkun Ezra says, if you take Hashem's name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei in Mispar Koton is Begimatria Toiv. Yud is 1. 10, 1, 0 is 1 in Mispar Koton. Yud is 1, He is 5, Vav is 6, He is 5. 1 plus 5 plus 6 plus 5 is Begimatria 17. That's Taich Toiv Hashem Lakoil. That Hashem is Toiv, and if Hashem is Toiv, anything that comes from Hashem has to have some Toiv in it. The Baal Shem Tov says, even an Avera? The answer is yes, even an Avera. Because if the Avera didn't have any iota of Toiv in it, the Avera couldn't exist. It wouldn't be possible. Where do we see this? The Baal Shem Tov says, if you take a look at the word Chet, Ches Tes, the Ches Tes Aleph, the Ches and Tes are Begimatria Toiv, and the Aleph stands for the Alufoi Shel Olam. Aluf means leader, the general. Kaviyochel, one of the nicknames of Hashem is called Aluf, the master of the world. Now, this doesn't mean we're not giving anybody a license to do Averos. This doesn't mean it's a good thing to do Averos. But it means that in a certain very, very hidden way, even within the Chet, Hashem is to be found there. Now, note, you have the Ches and Tes, which the Baal Shem Tov says they represent the bad, the Aleph represents the Aluf Hashem, Aleph represents the Hashem within the Chet. This is why the Baal Shem Tov says when we say the word Chet, we don't pronounce the Aleph at all. The Aleph is hidden. Why? To show that Kaviyochel Hashem is hidden within the Chet. So you mean to say that the letters Ches and Tes represent the bad, the Aleph represents the good, the Hashem. Where do we see this? And why are Ches and Tes bedafka bad? Where does this originate from? Rabbi Zal said, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, we know that the mokor of evil in this world is the Yetzer Hora. That's the symbol of Ra in this world. Yetzer Hora. That's the mokor of Ra, the foundation of Ra. This Yetzer Hora is known by two names, basically, throughout the Torah. The Soton and the Nochosh. When Adam and Chava committed the pegama, the Eitz Hadas, eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Nochosh, HaNochosh Heshiani. Who is the Nochosh? The Nochosh is the Sotan. The Zohar HaKadosh says these two are actually one and the same, because Nochosh is Bigimatria Sotan with the Kohler. This is 358, this is 359. It's the same thing, literally. This Nochosh, this Sotan, let's analyze the name, Rabbi Meir Daik Bishmo. You look at the name of something, you see what this item is all about. We know that when the Torah wants to talk about somebody that's trapped in Averois, the Torah says this person is caught in the Shinei Ha'aroyos. He's trapped within the teeth of the Yetzer Hara. The Satan took a bite out of him, or the Satan is biting him and holding him within his teeth. We have the example of a Kelev, which represents the Avi Avos Hatuma in the Torah. Kelev represents the Satan also because a dog bites. Solian of biting, the snake biting. The poison of the snake, the Gemara says, Beferish, the Eres of the Nochosh is where? Mibein Shinov. That the poison of a snake is between its teeth. That's the wording in the Gemara. How does a snake bite? How do they draw the venom from a snake? They get the snake to open its mouth, they slip a dish in under its fangs, and from between the fangs, the teeth-like of the snake, comes forth this poison, this venom. The Eres of the Nochosh is Bein Shinov. What does that mean? The Sifrei Kabbalah say, Nochosh and Soton, write down those words. Nun Ches Shin, Sin Tes Nun. You have a Shin and Nun on the outside of both of them. Shane and Shane, two teeth. What do you have in the middle? The Ches and the Tes. In the Nochosh you have the Ches in the middle. In the Soton you have the Tes in the middle. This Chet. What is the poison that's found between the teeth of a snake? This chait, that's this poison that the Satan, the Nochosh, gets a yid to do. Nochosh has shin nun on the outside, and the ches on the inside. Satan has shin nun on the outside and the tes in the inside. If these two are one, actually, it's the two shinayim, the two teeth, and the ches tes, the chet in the middle. Why is the aleph not there? Because the aleph represents alufa shilolam. That's the Hashem. That's not the poison. With this, we understand the secret of what the Shulchan Aruch says, that a Yid shouldn't eat nuts on these days, specifically Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. These are days of tshuva. These are days when we're trying to come out of this mibein shinei ha'aroyos. We want to crawl out of the teeth. Aryeh shoyek milayira. The whole secret of the shofar is like the roaring of the lion of Kedusha. Aryeh is, the aleph is Elul. The Reish Hei is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippur. Aryeh, that's the Aryeh of Kedusha. We want to crawl out of this Aryeh the Klipa, this Shin, Mibein Shinei Ha'aroyos. Therefore, we don't eat egoism. Why? Because we're afraid that the egoism is going to get caught between the teeth. That's one reason. And also, egoism is Bigimatria Chet. But it's not Bigimatria Chet. It's Bigimatria Ches Tes Aleph. No. We're talking about the aspect of Chet that's between the teeth. That's mibein these shinei ha'aroyos. Between the shein and shein is the ches and tes only. Ches tes is bigimatria egois. If you think this over and you look this over, you listen to the tape over, you'll be able to understand spectacular, spectacular chiddush that ties all of this together. This is the whole secret of the tikkun, that the shinei ha'aroyos, the Sotan is represented by this Shin Nun of Klipa, and the Chet that's in the middle of it. The tikkun for it is the two leading tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoyza, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, whose names are the identical gematria. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi is exactly bigematria, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, 100%. These two tzaddikim represent the Shin Nun of Kedusha that overcomes this Oiref de Klipa. Through them, a person is zeicha to get to this bias, to this Beis Hamikdash, to the whole tikkun that's needed. Rav Nachman Shagrinzal goes on. We're not going to go through the whole thing here. There's one additional paragraph where he shows again in a beautiful way the connection between Rabbi Shimon and Yechoizal and Rabbeinu Zal regarding the Sfira Soimer. We know that Rabbeinu Zal is known as Netzach. Rabbeinu Zal said, "Nitzachti va'anatzeach." I have been victorious, and I will be victorious through the end, 100%. Rabbeinu Zal's name, Rabbi Nachman, is bigimatria Netzach. Exactly, that's what Rabbeinu Zal represents. Netzach in the Sfira Soimer. What's the Nakudas Sfira? Is 49 days. What's the midpoint of these 49 days? Actually, it's 50 days. Tisperu chamishim yoim. What's the middle day of these 49 days? You take 49 and you break it in half. You can't break it in half. In order to break 49 in half, you need 24 on one side, 24 on the other side, and you have the 25th in the middle. The middle, which is the most chashuv, always, the Gemara says a Talmud Chacham walks in the middle, his Talmidim on the sides. The middle of the whole 49 days of the Omer is the 25th day, which is Netzach Shebenetzach. That's Rabbeinu Zal's Sfira. That's the symbol of Rabbeinu Zal. Also, within Sfira Soimer, what's the closest thing possible to Netzach within the Sfirois? Hoid. Netzach and Hoid are Trei Samchei Dikshoit, the Zohar HaKadosh says. They represent the two legs on which is the whole base for the body, the whole foundation is Netzach and Hoid. Netzach is Rabbeinu Zal. Lag Boimer is Hoid Shebehoid. If you look in your sphera, Lag Boimer is Hoid Shebehoid, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoyzal. Because Rabbeinu Zal represented this union of Netzach Shebenetzach, Rabbeinu Zal also represents Bina, Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is the Yesoid HaBina. Bina, the Tikkun Ezra says, Bina is Beis Yud Nun Hei. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Bina Ad Hoid is Pashtis. The light of Bina extends down, all the way down to Hoid. Where do we see it? The Tikkun Ezra says, Bina is Rosh Hetevois, Bina Yesoid Netzach Hoid. That Bina goes via the pipe, the Tzinoir is the Yesoid, the pipe. Bina reaches down, all the way down to Hoid. The light of Rabbeinu Zal, who is Bina, this Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma, this Moyach Nun, 50 is always Bina, right? This light of Bina reaches down to Hoid, to Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoyzal. And these two tzaddikim together, Shin Nun, Shabbos Nachamu, they represent the tikkun for the churban. That any churban that Klal Yisrael goes through, or any churban that an individual Yidl go through, any avelus, any misa, any yirida, the tikkun is through these tzaddikim. Ze yinachamenu mimaseinu mitzvon yedenu. When Noach HaTzadik was born, Noach who possessed the Schein Hoamiti, when Noach was born, they said, Zei Yenachamenu, he will be the tikkun. He will be the consolation, the nechama, for the mabul, for all the tzoros. Just as Rabbeinu Zal came along to be the nechama for Klal Yisrael. This is the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, ad bias Moshiach. This is the stepping stone. If a Yid wants to be zeiche, to tchias ameisim, to be brought back to life in this world, while he's in a physical body, the Satan, Sitra Demoisa, makes a person dead, he puts a person to sleep in this world. That's the mission of the Satan. His job is to get people to go to sleep, Rahman al-Islam, the sleep of Klipa, which is 1/60th of death, Echot B'Shishim Shebemesa. The mission of the Tzadikim Amitim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoizal and Rabbeinu Zal, they reveal this Sipurei Maisiyos Mishonim Kadmoinios, the Zohar HaKodesh, which has Zeh Sefer Toldos HaOdom, Odom Kadmo, this Sefer Mishonim Kadmoinios, the Sefer that describes the creation, Bereshis. The Tikkuni Zohar, 70 chapters on Bereshis, to wake up a person from the sleep of 70 years. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoizal's job, to wake up a person from this sleep of 70 years. Rabbeinu Zal taught his Sefer of Sipurei Maisis, these 13 stories, where Rabbeinu Zal said, the Welt says that story time is bedtime. And I say, if you want to wake somebody up, I have the medicine to wake up a person who's in the deepest sleep. Me ikka denayim ayin shnin. You get somebody that's going to fall asleep for 70 years, I have stories. A person that's going to fall away from all shiv and ponim of Torah, I have stories, Rabbeinu Zal said, that'll wake that person up. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, that we are zeche to know of this light, and we're zeche not to be chalik against it. At a time when there are so many people that aren't privileged to know what this is about, and there are people that look down upon this, they don't realize the secrets that even the Sifrei Kabbalah reveal, that are merames to Rabbeinu Zal's greatness, Rabbi Shimon Yochoizal's greatness. Halavai, we should be zeche to appreciate what we're aware of, what we know about, and what we have, and be zeche to do everything in our power to inform as many people, to spread the oir of Rabbeinu Zal, the light of Rabbeinu Zal, to anybody that's willing to receive it, and be zeche in that zechus to get to see the nechomas tziyah in the binyan beis hamikdash. Amen v'amen.